Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today in studio is State Representative Clark Johnson of North Mankato. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Today we're going to talk about transportation in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, transportation is the infrastructure is critical to the development of outstate Minnesota and is really adds to our economic development, but there's also issues of safety. But fundamentally, it's a matter of moving goods, and we produce a lot of product in rural Minnesota off the farm, but also in manufacturing and in other areas as well. So I represent Nicollet County and part of Blue Earth County and part of Le Sueur County, and as a representative in rural Minnesota, I feel strongly that we need a strong transportation system in rural Minnesota, but we also need a strong transportation system in the metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as a comprehensive package that Minnesota has some key needs now. I think the metropolitan area needs a more modern transit system, and I know that my district needs improvements on Highway 14, and I'm aware of other critical areas in rural Minnesota where roads need to be improved. And so I'm part of the team at the legislature to put together a comprehensive package so that all of Minnesota can have a more modern and efficient and effective transportation system.
Yeah, and I'm sure your colleagues in outstate Minnesota would echo some of those thoughts you have about the infrastructure issues for transportation in rural Minnesota. But I find it interesting. You really are trying to win over perhaps some of the support in the metro area as well.
Yeah, and actually we get good support from the metropolitan legislators. I serve on the House Transportation Finance Committee, and my committee chair, Representative Frank Hornstein, has been probably the best spokesperson for the Corridors of Commerce program, which he wrote and we passed into law. And we're making a down payment on with $300 million, which will improve a number of corridors throughout Minnesota. And he's been a vocal supporter of roads in rural Minnesota, and yet he represents inner city Minneapolis. And he's really led the way for a lot of us to see this as a comprehensive package. So I'm comfortable saying, yes, we need to develop roads, but we also need to help the metropolitan area improve its transit options. I think by doing that together, we all benefit as a state. I also feel strongly that in rural Minnesota, we have opportunities to, in essence, ease some of the gridlock in the metropolitan area by enhancing development, economic development, in rural Minnesota. So I think there's a lot to be done. We have a large challenge before us because it takes money.
Yeah.
And that means raising taxes. But we can't let this slip. Our infrastructure has to stay modern or we will slip behind. And it's not something that you can just pass aside. We need to keep moving on this. And it's a priority for Minnesota and it's certainly a priority for me.
Well, thank you so much, Clark. I appreciate you dropping by today and sharing with us.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.